The food bank in Dayton, along with Feed America, a national hunger relief charity, released a study that shows for the first time the connection between the recent economy and the growing demand for food assistance. Linda Repkin is the assistant director of the food bank. She says that the organization is serving about 80,000 and that 1 in 10 people are in need.
So these are people who are your next-door neighbors, maybe the person that rings up your groceries, or your teller at the bank. It's people we all know.
Repkin says it's a 25% increase from past years. And she says it's no surprise, considering the economic challenges Dayton faces. The study also found that some are having to make some difficult choices. For example, nearly 1 in 3 people have to choose between food and paying for medication.
People are really struggling just to make ends meet. And so they're sacrificing in one area to make up for things in another area, and often what's sacrificed is food.
The Dayton Food Bank falls in line with the national trend. Across the country, more and more people are relying on hunger relief charities. Repkin says while she's optimistic that things will get better, she says in the short term, the food bank is expecting more of the same.
We're starting to see some hope on the horizon in the Miami Valley. There are some jobs coming into the greater Dayton region, but it's going to take a while. It's certainly not going to happen overnight.
The good news is that the food bank is ready to meet the need. Repkin says donors have continued to support the nonprofit organization. She adds that federal stimulus money has also helped the program. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.